This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
There's a big old dump in Seattle. The biggest, in fact. The big dumper. Cal Raleigh has inked a big-time deal with the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners spending some money, it appears, finalizing a six-year, $105 million deal, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN. Deal starts this season and buys out 3 years of free agency. But the franchise centerpiece outside of the pitching staff...
And Julio. I would say Julio. Julio's
but he's already, he's already taken care of.
Yeah, you took care of him right away. I'll tell you what. For a franchise that's made it clear like they are not going to spend money unless they absolutely have to, I'm a little bit surprised that they were willing to go and get this done, but I'm incredibly thankful because you would have seen a revolt. Cal Raleigh is the leader of that
team. He's beloved.
Julio is the best player on that team, or you could say Gilbert, or you could say Kirby, but Raleigh, he tells it like it is. He's not afraid to call out people when they need to get called out. He is not afraid to say something that's going to anger those in the organization, but it's what fans were saying already, right? So the fact that the Mariners put it all aside, they sign him, he's already a gold glove catcher. He's been absolutely fantastic at the plate. When you need a big clutch hit over the past 3 or 4 years, it feels like it's been Cal Raleigh every single time. I love that they went out and did it. And hopefully, too, as you get the younger catcher that's coming up through the minors, the Ford kid, hopefully you're able to then move Raleigh to that DH spot and finally have some stabilization there. Like, I know that they went with Rowdy Tellers this year, and it sounds like he's going to be the DH, at least moving forward. But at some point, you're going to want to make sure that you can keep Cal Raleigh's bat in the lineup while getting that younger player up and getting him some playing time.
So, because it's my want to get nerdy on it here real quick, Cal Raleigh last year, MLB percentiles among catchers, 98th percentile in fielding run value. 98th percentile in fielding run value.
Meaning
he saves you runs at an extremely high level. He's the best defensive catcher in baseball in the sense of run value saved, and he's one of the best.
He's great at pitch framing.
He's the best pitch framer in baseball. That's like, yep. He's 98th percentile. He is that guy. We were talking pre-show. I'm a big-time Cardinals fan. You know, the Cardinals had, 18 years of Yadier Molina. To me, Yadier Molina is the best defensive catcher in baseball history.
Yeah.
It was a different era, and you didn't steal, but you didn't even dare steal on Yadi. You didn't even think about it.
Right.
And as a framer, he was incredible. Nothing got by him. He was freaking believable. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Cal Raleigh, here's where it gets crazy. Is on the batting, his X slugging, 88th percentile. Average exit velocity, 78th percentile. Barrel percentage, 96th percentile.
They just threw up a stat on MLB Network that I was watching. He has 91 home runs as a catcher since 2022. The next closest, 73. Yeah. There is no better batting catcher in the league right now than Cal Raleigh, at least when it comes to home runs.
And give it some time, and you're going to see a certain Orioles catcher probably.
Yes,
flying
yes.
flying there, up there, that list.
There's a certain Sherwood catcher that is a stud, and I'm not downplaying.
No, I mean Adley's probably the second best catcher in baseball right now.
Well, I mean, look at Cal Raleigh. He got the platinum glove this last year. Not only was he the gold glove, he got platinum glove for being the best defensive player in any position in the league. The Mariners had to pay him.
Yes.
He was the leader.
You could make an excuse for all the other guys that they've lost over the last 2-3 years, the Teoscars of the world.
Not good excuses, but they're there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're
like, there. Again, like not keeping Teoscar and for what he took to go to the Dodgers is still one of like the crazier things to me. It's like, you wouldn't give the guy $7 million?
Well, the other thing with him, too, is he wanted to leave.
I mean,
for whatever reason, and I've been to Safeco, T-Mobile now. When you're down there at field level, it's crooked. The batter's eye is crooked.
Mm.
And you can tell. And I don't know how much that truly affects one's ability to hit. I'll tell you right now, it would not have made mine better or worse. I cannot hit at all. But it is an issue, it sounds like, for a lot of right-handed batters and left-handed batters. And that's why a lot of those players don't go to Seattle.
That and
cheap.
I think that's more important because I think you can overcome that
cheap
with a little bit extra.
Cheap.
And that's, you know, you look, man, like when you talk about ownership, that's one of those things that I will just hammer that home over and over and over again.
March Madness is here. And if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague, Matt Norlander, on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.